Good morning. Jets of red-hot lava shot into the sky on La Palma yesterday as a huge cloud of toxic ash drifted from the Cumbre Vieja volcano towards the mainland and jeopardised the island's economically crucial banana crops. Walls of lava, which turned black when exposed to the air, have advanced slowly westward since Sunday, engulfing everything in their path, including houses, schools and some banana plantations. Farmers near the town of Tuduque race to save as much as possible of their crop, piling their trucks high with sacks of green bananas on which many of the islanders depend for their livelihood. The island produces around a quarter of the Canary Islands' renowned bananas, which hold protected designation of origin status. With more than 200 houses destroyed and thousands of evacuated people unable to return home, the regional government said it would buy two housing developments with a combined 73 properties for those made homeless. Spanish banks jointly announced that they would offer vacant homes they hold across the Canaries as emergency shelter. Experts had originally predicted that the lava would hit the Atlantic Ocean late on Monday, but its descent has slowed to around 4 metres an hour, and authorities say it may stop before it reaches the sea. Volcanologists have said that gases from the eruption are not harmful to health, but a plume of thick cloud now extends some 4.2 kilometres into the air, raising concerns for visibility for flights. The airport remains open, but authorities have created two exclusion zones where only authorised aircraft can fly. Prevailing winds are expected to propel the cloud northeast over the rest of the archipelago, the Iberian Peninsula and the Mediterranean, according to the European Union's Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service. National Weather Service AMET said air quality had not been affected at surface level and ruled out acid rain falling over the mainland or the Balearic Islands, and was even unlikely in the Canary Islands. Local authorities have warned people to clean food and clothes to avoid ingesting the toxic ash. Meanwhile, Spain's King Felipe VI and Queen Letizia flew into La Palma yesterday. The royal couple first visited some of the over 6,000 evacuees and gave them words of encouragement. Many of them have lost all their belongings due to the eruption. Felipe and Letizia were accompanied by the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. They later met representatives of the island's government and went to see the destruction caused by the eruption firsthand. They also visited an emergency control centre near the volcano to observe the relief efforts in action. A Spanish airport operator, Aena, could lose up to 1.5 billion euros of revenue between 2020 and 2025 after Spain passed a law yesterday pegging retail tenants' rent to air traffic until footfall reaches pre-pandemic levels. The much-disputed minimum annual guaranteed rents owed to Aena will be reduced in direct proportion to the passenger flow at each local airport, according to the text of the law, and will remain as such until travel returns to 2019 figures. The legal change is set to protect all food, drink and retail businesses whose rental contracts with Aena were active on March 4, 2020, the day Spain went into COVID-19 lockdown. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.